Good morning.
I should have looked at something a little earlier, and I did not do it. So let me run this open here. Oh, we'll get there, okay. Just hold on. Let's see. It is in there. Well, I wanted to talk this morning, and the thing that I was going to kind of mention was about love. Love.
What does love have to do with it?
What does love have to do with it? I think somebody made a lot of money off that. Aretha, I believe. Tina Turner, thank you. That's right. Well, I said I hadn't looked it up, but I look in here under love, and I want you to look at all the information in there on love, Adrian. Look at that. Look at all the things that it says about love that's in this Bible. All the places you can look it up. See, go to 3:10. What 3:10?
3:10.
Yeah, well, okay, real quick. Let's go here. See, John.
I just saw that.
You did. You just made that up. Is that what you just said? It was in there, wasn't it? But it doesn't say John. Maybe it's 1 John. Well, anyway, like I say, I should have looked it up a little earlier, and I didn't, so that's my bad. But as you all saw in the book, if you were to go to look up in love in the Bible, there are lots and lots of places in there that it talks about love, because I think that's one of the most important things we were instructed to do, was to love. And so I was going to saying, yeah, I was going to start out by saying that, let's see, I love pecan pie. Yeah, I do. And I used to have a little dog when I was young, and I loved him too. And I love mom and dad. Now, that's who I love and what I love as pecan pie and stuff like that. So now what can you think of on your who's or what's do you love?
The church.
You love the church? Okay. Adrian, what do you love? You love God. Okay. Adrian, what do you love? Do you know what you love? You love your mommy? That's right. Exactly. Okay, what else?
Dog taco.
He loves his little dog taco. That's right. I mean, you love tacos. Okay. Adrian, what else? What do you love? What else do you love? You love running around with your shoes off? Huh? Yeah, you don't know if you love that or not? Yeah. Well, what about grandparents? Do you love your grandparents? Yeah. Yeah, you love Cub Scouts?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love Cub Scouts? Well, you love swimming? Come on, y'all, help me here. I know, man. I mean, I love sitting on the couch watching TV.
I love playing my PS3.
Yeah, he loves playing his PS3. You love everything. Wow. Oh, but you know what we say about that? We love them, but they don't love us. That's yeah. Oh, he doesn't love them. Okay. Okay. Well, I didn't know how big of a crowd we would have today, and so it could have gone more and more, and there have been more things said and stuff. But you all have been telling me things that you love, but you know what? I didn't hear out of all that love, I didn't hear one thing that you love. Can anybody think of what I didn't hear that you love? We heard God. Now, I mean, I know there's lots of things, and yes, I'm kind of looking for one special thing. Love yourself. That's right. Yeah, but you said you love everything. That's right, so that kind of covers it. But Mr. King got what I was after right there. And I wanted to, like I say, I didn't know if we'd have a bigger crowd or not, but I wanted to have everybody say the things that they love to see if anybody would say that they love themselves. Because sometimes people think if you go saying that you love yourself and things like that, then you're being all full of yourself and you think more of you than other things. And so one of the things I was going to talk about today was I know some people and they do things for everybody else. They're always helping. And well, they are angels, but I know these people personally. They're real people with skin on them. They walk around on the earth. And they help everybody else all the time, but they never do things for themselves. Do y'all know people like that? Huh? You know people like that? Yeah, they're out there. So I think we need to remember, and the reason the sermon I want to kind of let you all know about today is that, to me, before you can go out and show people and tell people and love other people as God would have us to, that first you have to love yourself. That's right. Because if you're not happy with yourself, if you don't love yourself and you think there's bad things and you don't feel good about yourself, do you think you're going to put your best foot forwards when you're with other people?
No.
You do? Even if you don't feel good yourself? I just don't think so. And I must admit that I'm not feeling real good myself today or this last week. And so I probably haven't put my best foot forward today, as I had not already looked up some things in the Bible here on the word love. And I'm sorry for that. But I just wanted you to, and I thank you very much. And I do appreciate the forgiveness. But I just want you all to remember that God always does love. And His one, like I said, one of His biggest commandments I know of is to love yourself. Right? And so, whatever's going on in your life, whatever you happen to be going through, love yourself.